Welcome to the Beyond the Leash podcast, your number one source for everything canine. Eric Streetmans has you covered on the latest training tips, techniques, and more. No more clicker training bullshit, constantly bribing with treats. Just balanced dog training that works. Now, here's your host, Eric Streetmans.
Well, hello, hello, hello. Welcome to another Tuesday here on the Beyond the Leash podcast. And I still need these fucking wires fixed there, Jesse.
My wires are working great.
These ones here, if you move around a little bit, it's still working. I don't hear myself in the headphones, which might be a good thing. Because I'm fucking annoying. I'm real annoying. Before we even get started, because I don't even want to get started, because I'll forget to mention that this podcast is brought to you by the good people at Big Country Raw. Feed your dog what Eric feeds Nico, and
if you think this isn't my part,
that was supposed to be I feed Maya.
Oh, yeah.
I knew that.
Of course.
She's heard the podcast many times. She's like, Jesse, say your line. Say your fucking line.
Signal.
Okay, can we start that again? Don't forget, this podcast is brought to you by the good people at Big Country Raw. Feed your dog what Eric feeds Nico and
Jesse feeds Maya.
There we go. Yay. That was not that difficult. Big Country Raw. And if you go to Big Country's Raw website, bigcountryraw.ca and /BTL. And what's the BTL stand for?
Beyond the Leash.
You get a 15% code of some kind or something. I don't know.
Yes, you do.
I've never really figured it out. What do you do with the code? Do you like?
You put it in
the code?
Yes.
No, I had a girl that printed it out or something and she didn't get it at the pet value. They wouldn't accept it.
It's got to be somewhere.
You have a thing at the front, too, with the code. But I've been meaning to go in the store and find out what this person is talking about.
We'll figure it out. Anyway, get Big Country Raw. It's really good.
Yep.
And now they got their, what is it? What did I feed now? Half and half it? The Country Cookhouse?
Caravan.
Because Nico, he liked it. But now that I put the cookhouse, he's like
every time
he eats it fully every time right away. Before, sometimes he'd eat it, sometimes he wouldn't. He waits to save it till later.
Yeah.
With the Country Cookhouse, which is apparently not raw, it's
gently cooked.
That's what they call it. Gently cooked. So in the studio, I got a full studio today. It fucking walls coming down and shit. It's been a while since I had a full studio in here.
How much are required?
Yeah, pretty much. I got insurance. Don't worry. I got Jesse Daniels with me, who is one of the trainers here, who joins me a lot on here.
Yes. Hello.
And then I have two of my clients that both just finished, like literally within a week or two of each other in separate classes, classes. I got Ryan here with his dog, Nelly. Say hello, Ryan.
Hello. How's everybody doing?
And then I got Christine, who just finished her final lesson yesterday with her dog, Zero.
Yes. Hello, hello.
And the reason I brought him on here, because we also have, you can go back and see all the podcasts I talked about how much I fucking hate dog parks and never go. And then I started going as a, what's the word I'm looking for? Trial. See if Nico, I was going to do an expose.
I think you'll still do it.
That's the word I was looking for. I was going to do, I'm still going to do it. And then we dealt a little, now we got a dog park group.
Yes, this is part of our crew right here.
And they're part of the regular crew.
Yes. Absolutely.
And they'll be back top dogs eventually.
So we both, before we get into the actual podcast, today was the big fucking, the big eclipse day.
Oh, yes.
Because this is going to come out on, we're recording this the night before we're actually putting it out, the evening before we're putting it out. Sometimes I have them in the bank for weeks.
Yes, yes.
This one's coming out tomorrow. Beautiful. This one's coming out tomorrow. Oh, and why? We might as well say this, because we're going to do another podcast, and I don't want to get all over the map, but by the time people hear this, what's opening in 5 days? What's opening in five? Are you okay?
You said no.
Is there Bailey's in that coffee?
You got Bailey's? I would be more talkative if I had some Bailey's.
Someone get her some Bailey's. I think there's some in the other room, isn't there?
5 days, April 15th, Wagsville Doggy Daycare.
Wagsville Doggy Daycare, which is part of here.
This is why I'm so tired, okay?
So what did you guys do for the eclipse? Where were you? Did you watch it? What happened?
I was in a dentist chair.
2:30?
Yeah. Something like that.
At 2:30?
Now I get it.
30.
Christine didn't get my joke. She doesn't understand vestibule. She didn't know
nobody
who Tyson.
Nobody knows what a vestibule
She doesn't
is.
Know who Tyson deGrasse, no. Tyson, Neil deGrasse Tyson is. I'm pretty sure you are the only three that doesn't know who Neil Tyson deGrasse, I don't even know how to say his name, but
thank you
he's
for
very
saying
popular.
It's all of us that don't know.
What were you doing during the eclipse?
I was sitting on the couch.
Did you look out at all, or did you just go, hey, look, it got dark for 3 minutes?
That's about it. Yeah.
Good, because I think my eye hurts.
Did you look at it?
Did you look at it?
My kids wanted
Donald
to see
Trump?
It. Did so you I have was going to put my phone there so they could look in the phone, and I look around, and then I just see it in my eyes, and now one of my eyes hurts. I think I'm all paranoid and shit.
I would be.
I think you have to stare at it. I think I'm just.
Well, if you got to be pretty bad, you can do temporary damage, like a little sunburn.
From just glancing in its direction?
It'll come
really?
Back. Yeah. It'll come back.
Like
it'll
when it was fully, you did? I don't have the guts.
I didn't want to look at it. It happened by accident.
Here's the funny thing I found, because I just left the gym and I was going in Canadian Tire. And then you're driving, and once it's about to start, half the world, like half the people, were all out in groups with their glasses looking up. And then the other half of the people, it was either one or the other. They didn't give a fuck. They're just walking around doing their shopping. You know
I
what
did
mean?
Look at a nope. live thing, though.
Oh.
So then I could see it
yes.
without hurting my eyes.
I'm going to show my kids
I don't know what you mean,
later.
A live thing.
Like a live
like
stream.
On the computer?
Yeah.
I'm yeah, okay. I get it. And the only
hey, it wasn't that exciting.
The only cool thing with me was because I went to Canadian Tire. By the time I got out, it just started. I drove to the QEW, and I was driving on the whole QEW the whole way from Burlington to home. The whole time I was on the highway, which I'm actually facing the opposite way. It got dark, but it didn't get dark fast enough for the lights to go on.
Mine so did driving, on I'm, my street.
Not on the highway. It didn't. Huh. I'm on the QEW, and it was completely black. Like. Felt really odd, weird.
Yeah.
So, I don't know how we're going to do this first. Let's go with Ryan, because I think Ryan was in contact with me first. The first, you got a Belgian Malinois.
Yes.
Which everybody knows I hate Belgian Malinois. I've never had any experience with them at all. They're just tattooed on my arm. How did you get your Belgian Malinois? How did that come? How did that breed, first of all? What, are you a psycho? How did that breed? How did that breed come about? I'm going to fucking get a Belgian Malinois.
You know, I had the
said
thought.
All the psychopaths.
Yeah, I had the thought maybe about 5 years ago that I wanted an active dog. I'm an active person. Mm-hmm. I love hiking and running and mountain biking. And then, I'm not going to lie, I was watching SEAL Team. It's a series with my wife. And I saw one and I'm going... And that kind of put me down a rabbit hole of reading about them. I still have two small
for
dogs
those, for
at
those
home.
You for those of you listening that don't know John Wick. There's been a couple in the latest episodes of those. There's been a few, and Channing Tatum. What's
yes?
Channing Tatum. That's why you
know
women.
I know who that is.
He looked at me and looked at you.
The movie he had dog was all about a Belgian Malinois.
Yeah, it was.
So they're and there've been enough. There was what Disney one Max a little while ago. So they're starting to become popular, which is actually a bad thing for the breed.
They are.
Yeah.
You know, and I had two small dogs at home, and I would never ever bring a new dog. Into my house. These dogs are my wife's dogs.
You still have the two small dogs? Like
no,
this
one
is...
passed away. Nico, he was 20 years
Nico.
Old.
Nico?
Nico. Oh. He was 20 years old. Shih Tzu
I like
pug.
The name. I like
spelling
the name.
And, the same?
No, N-I-K-O. Okay. And we still have Hugo. Hugo's an 18-year-old Yorkie who sleeps about 20 hours a day. And it's literally, you know, like I miss getting outside and going for walks and having that purpose. And then I did a shit ton of research on this breed, and a lot of people were telling me don't do it, don't do it.
I would have told you don't do it.
And but I mean, for me, it was like I hate it when people tell me not to do something. I really do.
But same. But here's the difference. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe you were too, maybe not. But I know I knew Ryan before because you used to question or say things on the social medias. And the first time I met Nelly,
No. I do.
Santa Claus
Santa
Day.
Santa Claus. Santa photo. Oh.
He came in for Santa photos, and I'm like, this guy hasn't even signed up yet. He's coming in for Santa photos.
Awesome.
Maybe you can pick up a dog trainer, because...
Yeah.
Well, that'd be another
podcast. So I got on this rescue page, Mad Rescue. They're based in the States, and they focus on the Belgian Malinois and the Dutch Shepherds.
Dutch Shepherds and Belgians, to me, they're like interchangeable. I don't even know why they have a difference.
They
it's
just,
like two sides of the Twix bar.
It was
the same fucking thing.
You know, it was the rescue that came along. And, you know, I was in contact with them, yes and no. And then they reached out to me about this puppy that was part of a litter that wasn't supposed to make it. And they sent me a photo of her. And I looked at my wife and I said, we got to save her. And then, yeah, it was, I didn't want to give the green light. Like, I already had the green light. I was kind of waiting for my wife to make the green light. And when they called us and said, you know, you've been approved and congratulations, it was just like, I didn't say anything. I just waited for my wife. And she says, okay, thank you. And then, like, I was overcome with joy. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, she flew in the Colorado, picked her up, and she flew her home, and she brought her to me on Father's Day.
Aww.
Yeah.
Where did you, I missed, where did you come from? I know you've told me before.
She was found in New Mexico, and we flew, my wife flew in the Colorado and flew her home.
So she was just a street found as a stray.
Her litter was dropped off at a vet clinic. There were six of them. And what they believe is that they were tested for that prey drive, that high psychoticness that they're known for. They didn't have them. And
she's got it.
they said the litter didn't, and they couldn't really make money, so they kind of rang the doorbell and walked away.
I've actually heard horror stories about those people in Niagara where when they breed them and they don't have that, off them.
It is so sad. So
they're no use to them, and they can't sell them, and they don't want to train them, so they just end them.
Yeah, so I got her on Father's Day, and it's been a journey.
Yes.
It's been a journey. She turned one yesterday, and she's a ball of fun.
So, Christine, I know that Zero is not your first dog.
Nope.
By any means.
Well, he's my third.
Third dog.
Yeah.
And you have three right now? Or
no, I have just one other one. So I have two.
Okay.
One and one is two.
That's a good math.
Thank you.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Now, if you just know English and what vestibule is, we'll be fine.
Nobody knows.
So, your first dog was how long ago?
My first dog was 12 and a bit years ago.
So, past. Mm-hmm. And how was did you take that one to training, the first one?
First one I took to training, close-ish to here. It was mediocre, like your typical sit and stay. There was a lot of dog playing.
Was it mediocre compared to this?
Yeah.
There's no dog playing here.
Yeah, there's no dog playing here.
Right now. But not ever before.
And I thought that was like a norm. And then coming here and seeing that there is no dog playing, I actually like prefer it. Because half the time was dog playing.
Well, there's got to be a line. And when they come in here, I want them to go, okay, it's time to work. Yeah. It doesn't matter. When I find that with dog trainers that do allow that, because everybody gets there early and it's an open playhouse. And I've said to people, how's it going? Oh, my dog's good. But if he sees another dog, he freaks out.
Exactly.
I go, I want dogs to see another fucking dog and go, okay, it's time to work. Yeah. Until my mom or dad says it's time to play. Just like we do at the dog park. It's on and off with us two.
Yeah.
Switch on, switch off, switch on, switch off. I put him on that rock place.
Yeah.
He knows
every time.
Every time, but most of the time, he's got to know until I release him to go play with the other dogs. It's not time to play. And when you get that every week, they see other dogs and they play, they're going to see other dogs in the street and go, okay, I don't have to fucking listen. Yeah. And that's the whole point there.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you guys have heard this, but my thing is I don't have socialization here. I'm not going to teach you socialization. I'm going to give you something better. I call it control in a social environment, which is what
I was quite surprised really about need. That, being in a room full of dogs. But when you said, I think it was the one lady that says, well, you know, my dog's just here to socialize. And you said, you're in the wrong place.
Because,
you know, but I mean, coming here and having that structure for that full hour. Mm-hmm. Was incredible.
And the idea is to have that structure and then be able to turn it off at will, like a light switch at home. Like my example is, he was pretty good by then, but Halloween, my house now, I had a lot of kids. And I just put him in a downstay every single time the doorbell rang, downstay. And then the people would come in and they go, oh, a dog. And I could see some of the kids were a little off-put. And I'd ask the parents, and then some of the kids were like, oh, a puppy. Oh, is it okay if my puppy gets up? And okay. And then next kids come back in the down. So it's nice to have that on and off control. Mm-hmm. So we got zero then. When did you get zero? What was the thought process of zero? Did your beast, her other one's name is Beast, I know this.
Yep.
Did Beast need a friend? What happened?
Well, my elderly dog Thor passed and we wanted somebody else for Beast, which he doesn't overly love his little brother.
What do you mean? You just sent me pictures where they're sleeping and cuddling together.
I know, but that's like when they're tired. But if they're not tired, he's like, get the fuck away from me, honestly. But yeah, so we got zero because we had a hole in our heart. And he's great. He's wonderful. And I got him from a breeder in Hamilton. Beast was the breeder that I got zero from. Her sister bred, and her sister unfortunately passed away. So
I like that name. Where'd you come up with zero? Because I hear all the names. And when I hear one that's different, I really like it. I've never heard of zero.
It's from Nightmare Before Christmas. There's a ghost dog. I remember named Zero. Oh, yeah. And Beast is from Beauty and the Beast, so it's all Disney related.
That's kind of cool if there's a theme.
Yeah.
Did Nellie come with a name or you gave it to her?
Nellie came with a name.
Yeah, I thought you told me that once.
I was going to change it, and then my wife was kind of, I liked Nellie, and then.
I didn't like the name Nico at first, but he's a Nico.
Yeah. Oh, he's a Nico.
I don't think any other name would suit him but Nico. Mm-hmm. Yeah. A rose by any other name would still smell as sweet. Do you know that reference? It's fucking Shakespeare.
Yes, I do.
So let's go back to Ryan. You're on, like, I did that for the first time 20 minutes before this started. I didn't know you went to another trainer before me.
Yes.
Because she came in with fucking zero training as far as I'm concerned.
Got it. I started off, I researched one. They worked with a Canadian-Belgian rescue, Golden Leash Canine, they're up in Rockwood.
No, we don't really have to mention names, but whatever. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
I think he kind of wants to. He's like scammed.
I did five classes with them, five or six.
Mm-hmm. What were the methods?
Their method was the puppy
collar. No, when I say methods, all positive or balanced? It's basically a line. You're on one side or the other.
Yeah, it's so true.
Did they use any corrections?
The puppy training collar.
What's
the plastic one, not the prong.
The good dog collar, the one I have. Really?
Yep.
Because I'm one of the only, Dave McMahon doesn't use those either. Like, I'm one of the only ones that use those plastic ones.
That was the only thing that somehow changed Nellie, because before when I was taking her for walks, she wouldn't walk or she was dragging me down the street and I was losing my mind.
I forgot this. We have to say this. Half an hour ago or 45 minutes ago, Nellie, and that's what I mean, these guys are both finished their class, and yours was done about 2-3 weeks ago?
2 weeks.
What I do is they have a review week, which that means the test is coming, and it's up to them when they do the test. They can cram for the test. Some people come back the next week or two. Some people wait a month and a half to get better. And Nellie just did her test.
She did.
And what did she get?
Perfect.
Perfect, 200 out of 200.
Nelly.
Rarely get all that. Right. She did really well.
I knew you were going to get it.
Yeah. And, she's a different dog since coming here.
Yep.
Since coming here. You know, the other place, I learned about the collar. But
did they have, and again, I'm not here to shit on other trainers. Did they have so much structure? Is it, hey, you got to do this number of times?
No, there was no numbers. There was no numbers. After the first class, I was driving back with my wife, and it was an hour away. I'm driving back, and I told my wife, and I go, so we just paid X amount of dollars to be told, keep doing what you're doing. Mm-hmm. But I had already paid, and I think my wife at that time stopped coming up to the training sessions. And I go, well, I'm going up there because I don't want to waste the money. I got to try and get something out of it.
So it was just like, do this, but there was no...
No, when they say keep doing what you're doing, they meant what he was already doing.
What I was already doing.
That's what he got
from
that.
With the walking and the small popping.
But there was no, like, my regimented out for a half hour, 30 sits, X amount of turns, X amount of this. I drill that in people's head because that's all it takes. That's all it takes. The numbers. Do the numbers get the results?
And then, I always had your place because I lived down the street. And then I had a neighbor.
Why the fuck didn't you come to me first, fuck? I want to come over there and...
I know. So I had a neighbor that had a dog that came here, and she goes, you got to go to Eric. And I think she was up in when you were up in Streetsville.
Yep.
So, and then I started, on your social media, watching. I'm going, you know, this, and then listening to all your podcasts, and I'm going, this guy's going to make my dog so much better.
So did you listen to his podcast before coming to him?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It's not like creepy or, you know, I'm not stalking.
No, why would that be creepy?
Yeah.
That's what the podcast is for.
Yeah, I think
to
it's
help
great.
People
Bunch
with dogs.
Of creeps listen to us.
How did you find his podcast?
Through social media.
Watching and
Oh, yeah, because you followed him first. Yes. Okay,
40,000 people listen to it a week now.
I know.
I was commenting on photos before... So I was even
creepy.
A member.
Oh, okay.
And then, like,
did you know I had previous experience with Belgian Malinois?
Of course I did. Oh,
okay.
And then
he was
actually,
following your social media.
Do you remember that one Belgian Malinois I was going to rescue? I sent you a video, and it was from that rescue, but it was on so much medication. You and I were talking about the gabapentin.
I apologize if I don't, because I get so many of that stuff. And that
time.
Was had to be 4, 5, 6 months ago, maybe.
Oh, no, it was much longer than that because I've had the other for a year.
Yeah,
so. But, yeah, no, like that's when you and I were in conversation. And, yeah, so I've been watching. I've been watching. And,
so,
I love it.
Yeah.
So, Christine, how did you find Beyond the Leash? What happened there?
Well, I haven't been watching nearly as long, I'll be honest with you.
You don't know what you're missing.
Yeah, I know. I was just like searching, I think it was on Instagram, and I was looking at different trainers and that kind of thing. And I saw a couple of your videos, and I'll be honest with you. So I saw your photo, and you look like a bit of an intense guy.
That's the nicest way I've ever heard.
I don't know what that means.
And that sold me. I don't know why. Like, you just seem like my jam. Like, you look intense. And I'm like, okay, I think this is it. And I looked at a couple videos, and it looked like you weren't treat-based. I was definitely looking for...
Did you took Beast somewhere else?
Yes. And where I took Beast, it was all positive reinforcement. And, like, I took him through one level, two level, three level.
Would I even consider Beast being able to sit? Like, maybe now that you've, I'm assuming that you took what you learned with Zero and put a little bit on Beast.
Yes. Yeah.
But before that, would I have even said Beast could sit?
No.
You know, I would have went, come here, Beast.
Yeah.
And if he got up, I would have said he doesn't know how to sit.
Yeah, no. Yeah, he wouldn't. And, you know, after, I think, level three, I had him sit and they told me, pay him. And I looked and I was like, pardon? And they said, pay him. He did what you want. You have to pay him. I'm like, this has been how many months of training with you?
I say that too, but you can pay him
but
with
every,
a good boy.
Exactly. No,
you
with
pay a him
treat.
With a pet.
Every time. And he's a bulldog. I also don't want him fat.
Yeah.
And then he doesn't
even praise
people have
anymore.
No idea how much they add up over time. Like, your dog's this, especially a little dog, and you're giving them treat every time they see it. Every
them.
Yep. Yeah.
When and they feel like accepting the bribe. So it's more like a payment than just a praise.
Yeah. He listens if I have a treat. If I don't have a treat, is he going to listen?
If the reward is bigger when you have a treat.
Exactly.
Then would he listen?
Yeah.
You said you were on social media. I already had videos of Nico going?
Mm-hmm.
Because I had a whole shitload of those.
It was literally, I think when I signed up, I found you maybe a month beforehand. I just liked the whole package, I guess. So I was like, okay, we'll see. But when I came in, I was like, oh, I didn't do my research. I'm kind of really scared.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I got so intimidated.
You can't research for this, all right?
Yeah, like I was like super intimidated. I didn't work with prongs at all, right? So, and I guess I had no idea about the whole prong thing. And I'm like, oh my God, he's a puppy. What are we going to do with this prong? So I started with the martingale. That didn't work. Then I did the plastic one. That didn't work.
Yeah,
and
I was
then,
doing like eights with him with the plastic one.
It
he
did
was
like
laughing
sweet
at
fuck really? All.
Yeah. And
I
he was
tried
just,
everything.
He was only 4 months at the time.
Oh, yeah. Jesus. It didn't work. Mm-hmm. Like none of it worked because I was trying to be like gentler on him. Mm-hmm. But
which
really.
Makes it harsher.
It does.
It doesn't.
My shoulder, I'm not kidding you, the amount of times I had to correct him with the like plastic one, my shoulder was killing me.
Well, what do I say, Jesse? I'd rather give the dog level five corrections with a prong for 3 days than level eight corrections with a plastic one for 3 weeks.
Yep.
That's it. You just find the level that's going to get rid of it faster. That's the most humane for the dog to me.
Mm-hmm. And instantly I noticed a difference when I picked up the prong and walking him. It was like, oh, Okay. This is sweet.
Yes.
And now Beast is on a prong.
Yeah. So, and you guys don't know this. She was you guys 2.5 years ago.
Yes.
Which is crazy. Maya's so good.
She had friends that said, you got to go to this guy. And here's the funny thing. All of you didn't have the greatest classes. Your class wasn't great.
No.
Your class pissed me off for fucking 8 weeks. Your class was okay.
It was
Your
bad.
Class was okay.
He's like, I hate all of you guys.
Aww. No, your class was better than hers. It was just loud. It was very loud. I had a couple dogs that were a little bit whiny in his class, but they were all great. You know who just called today and wants to do their test? I didn't get back to them. The old couple with
the Australian Shepherd?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, they're coming to do their test.
Nice.
I didn't get back to them. They just texted me before I was leaving here. So I think I'm going to get a lot of people from that group, actually.
You
even though it was a tough group for me.
Yeah.
The Henrys? Holy fuck.
Yeah.
The Henrys were strong.
That day that we switched dogs and I had to walk Henry, it's like I was walking a Mack truck compared to Nelly.
Yeah,
Nelly's
yeah.
so gentle.
They got
and
really
I got
good,
this
though.
Mack truck. I'm going, this is crazy.
That the remember them on the first day? They had Ooh. They couldn't stand in one spot.
Nope.
He got pretty good.
It was awesome watching the progress every week.
Mm-hmm. Your class. His was okay. He was in the middle. It wasn't the greatest class. It wasn't the worst class. Your class, I want to put my head through the fucking wall every single week.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
and
my God.
And why do you think I'm mad that I didn't get best dog award or whatever? Bullshit.
Well, Ava was good. Ava
no,
was
she,
good.
Yeah. She's sweet, too.
Well, when I don't give best dog, it's not because, it's because there's no standout to give it to. It usually means there's two or three that are all even, and I don't want to give it to one or the other.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not fair. If they're all kind of close, I don't like doing that. Yeah. I think that Chichu deserved most improved, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Chicho. She could. Oh, my God. This
dog so cute.
Is only about as high as your ankles, but he's as wide as that table.
That's awesome.
He's the biggest bowling ball I've ever seen in my life. He's just a tank.
He is.
A nice. Tank.
Yeah.
What is he? Do you know? Because you like those breeds.
I think they called him like a pocket bully, didn't
micro
they?
Bullies?
Something. But he's so big.
But he looks different. He looks like a toad.
He
reminds me of a big fucking toad.
Yeah. Ugh. He's so big.
Give him a 10 level correction. And he goes, oh.
Scratch.
Scratched him on like a little tickle on his neck. He got really good, though. They worked their butt off.
Yeah.
So, was the class different than you thought? Is there anything you guys came in with a preconceived notion? You thought it would be like this, but it was really a whole lot of like this.
I'll go back to the orientation where when you I think you posted a question, who here has a dog that knows how to sit?
Oh
did
my
you
god.
Say-
I totally did.
Of course I put up my hand.
Totally
Nelly's been
did.
Sitting for me, no problem. He goes,
yeah.
No,
I always am in the back.
I think you were the one I picked on too. I think
and
the
he
next
looks at me, he goes, no, she doesn't. I went, okay.
Most people go, what a condescending fuck this guy is. Telling me my dog doesn't know how to sit.
But I didn't understand the terminology that, no, sit. You know,
yes.
You sit. You know, where before, no, Nelly would
before
sit.
Before it was a parlor trick. Like, oh, cute, her butt touched the ground for a second. What use is that?
If you hold up a treat and say sit, and they sit, you give them the treat, they stand
it's
back
as
up. That's not
as
sit.
Like, give me your paw in your hand. Like, that was nice.
Yeah. It was interesting when you talked about the numbers. I didn't understand the numbers. But as you were saying, the numbers worked. And, I mean, they do. 1,000%. If you don't do the numbers, you're not going to get the results.
That dog, I'm going to make that video we were talking about at the dog park. That video that Nitro.
Yeah.
The pit bull that was just fucking. Then I downloaded so many videos. I'm going to put them all together. I'm going to do a split screen. You should have seen this fucking dog. I didn't even realize it. When me and you were bouncing for the Australian Shepherd beside Odin, we were bouncing the balls together, and he was like, ah, ah, ah. I'm like, and that was the very next class I got him out the room.
Yes, that's amazing. Very,
and
I'm
he was
surprised.
Whining. So I'm going to go, okay, this part's just to hear him whine when I was bouncing it for Karma. Remember, he was like, he was being killed.
Yes.
And they
almost sent him out of the room.
They had a hard, really hard dog, but they said we were sticking to it. They did the numbers. They did the work. They have videos on the, are you on the Facebook group page?
Mm-hmm.
She kept, oh my God, I'm so excited. First she put up one that it wasn't her? Working. Yeah, this isn't working. I don't know. I'm very frustrated. And you know what? Here's the funny thing with her.
Yeah.
Remember that post? She said, doesn't seem to be working. I'm getting very frustrated. And I was like, fuck, you learned how to walk. She said, I've been doing this for 4 weeks. Yes. But she'd really been walking for 3 days and only been training for 2 weeks because she was counting. We had an Easter week or a holiday week after the week with no dogs. You can't count the 2 weeks with no dogs. Yeah. That doesn't count. And then she, you know what she said? She put a little thing under there. She listened to the podcast. Remember we did a podcast on expectations? Mm-hmm. She goes, I listened to your podcast and you're right. I was giving him too much. I expected too much too quick.
Yes.
Yeah, baby steps. I do that.
Yep. Your podcasts are very educational.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
This one isn't. This one's fucking boring. What the fuck? I'm kidding.
Worst cast ever.
I'm just mad you don't have Bailey's in your coffee.
So you took the test just now, and for everybody that knows, we got to do a test. I used to do it in the old days. I used to make everybody do a test, and that's just too much now. I couldn't do that. Just to hand out fucking diplomas.
Yeah, it's not worth it.
Yeah, it's a waste of time. Like, if you're going to come to the next level, we're going to give you the extra. So you got the with honors diploma, and you plan to start the next level?
Absolutely.
How soon?
Probably on my next set of days off.
Nice.
Yeah, within the next 2 weeks, I'd like to be there.
Awesome. So how close do you think you are comfortable with zero after yesterday? Because, your major problem, I think we fixed it yesterday.
Yes, I agree, but he got up from both stays with, I don't remember the dog's name.
Well,
but regardless,
but
it doesn't
remember,
matter.
You're not going to be like that on the test. No. On the test, it's a little easier because it's usually just Nico lying on his bed, right, and you're the only other dog.
So I do think for sure because of that, he's going to do great, but it's also kind of an excuse. That could be a car. So he got up.
Yes.
When he shouldn't have.
Yeah, but you just finished.
Expectations.
What I got to push.
Like, give it two more weeks. That's 20% more training.
You should listen to it again.
30% more training if you wait 2 weeks. Like, you've had like 7 weeks.
I know. I'm like.
You know what I'm going to suggest? You're going to pass no problem, just like he passed no problem. But you know what I should really suggest? Because that day with all those, we got a lot of newbies. There's a lot of, you know, that's kind of the flow. Remember I told you when that one girl got mad at me and we did a podcast and she's leaving? I go, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Hey, come here 2 years from now. All these people are going to be gone. There'll be a bunch of new people. Yeah. So there's a lot of newbies here. And you know what one of the best things you can do? And I push, I don't know why Sky doesn't do that more. I push this to people. When you start, if you start, whatever, come in and do a class. The next time come in and don't do a fucking class. Do what Nico does with zero.
I don't know what you mean.
I mean, come in the class and don't be part of it.
Oh,
put him in a down.
Okay.
Go sit down. And every time he gets up, you correct the Jesus out of him.
Okay.
That's why do you think Nico's so good at downstays?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's
because he had to do the downstays while Daddy taught.
Right.
That was he had to. It was learn it or get corrected all day.
Right.
So I
that's a good idea.
Benson mom praised me, like, you telling me that, I thought it was crazy. That was the best thing I was ever told by you through the whole course. Yeah. Make them downstay, and even, like, maybe half the class. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, Nico is even down in a downstay for some of those classes while I teach. Just put Nelly beside Nico in a downstay and spend half of the class doing that, and then join the second half of the class.
It is a good idea. Yeah. I like that.
Fantastic. Yeah. Start. Yeah.
Do you have any idea of when you want to test zero?
I want to, at like 2 weeks. I want to.
You have to commit.
I know.
2 weeks.
I did.
So you're going to be here in 2 weeks.
Yes. That's right. I want to start soon because I'm the type of person that I don't want to I need to keep going at it and keep learning things to keep me motivated. So I don't want 100%. It to be like a month from now. No. You know what I mean?
Too long.
But I don't want to fail either.
Yeah.
And I think. You know what I think? Can you still hear me on the?
Yeah.
Okay. I can. I just had to move it. You know what I think really improved Ryan with Nelly and is probably proving you a little bit too. Just the fact that you're coming to the dog park.
Mm-hmm. 1,000%.
Me and Jesse gave you so much shit for the first few days. He's getting out of his car. What are you doing? Don't. I think Jesse was more on you than I was.
Yep.
He was fun, though. He loves it.
Well, that's
I needed it, though.
Yeah.
That's the mentality. Now, and you think about this. You just graduated a novice class.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure outside of the other Beyond the Leash people that go there, he's probably got, outside of the Beyond the Leash people that go with us that have been here for a while, mm-hmm. he's probably got the next best trained dog in the whole place, even though he only finished 8 weeks. The entire park. Yeah. Like, and that's a big park we go to. It's 52 acres, and a lot of dogs go there.
Yes. Yeah, she's gotten so much better being at the dog park, and especially being around Nico and Maya and the other dogs.
Mm-hmm. And you now that we, you know how we do the little bit of training halfway, you do that.
Isn't that
sometimes
huge?
He just
massive?
Yeah, and that's what I mean. We're going through this 52-acre dog park, and then sometimes Ryan just picks up the leash and collar and puts it on her. Just I'm going to spend 15 minutes walking with her.
Yeah.
You got to have that on and off switch. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There can't be a Quasimodo sanctuary. I just did that podcast.
Did you?
A Quasimodo sanctuary. Mm-hmm. You can't have a place where you always let your dog get away with murder all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like the cottage.
But just even little incremental things.
You know what I mean? If you go to the cottage every other weekend and you never make your dog train there, mm-hmm. they're going to go, this. And I already did the podcast. I don't know why I'm saying this. So the dog park can be a fun place. It can be a fun place, but it's still got to be a place they go, okay, if dad says come, it's time to come. If dad says down, I'm going to do a stay.
In any situation, if you say it, they need to listen. And that helps them generalize.
Absolutely.
My thing keeps going. Well, I got to call Long and McQuaid.
You don't need to hear you.
No, I don't need to hear me, but it feels weird when I can't hear me and mm-hmm. I can hear you guys.
That is weird.
Sucks to be you.
So... Again, I almost wish you guys could come see, like, yours was, I wish it could get better, it's okay. Yours was fucking smash, fucking Mexican jumping bean guy.
Oh,
my God. Like, some of your, the person beside you, we're not going to say who, right to your right, they're not doing any work. They took the correction collar off. They were using a flat the whole time. Yeah. Even one of my apprentices, why you let him do that? I go, it's a lost cause.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to argue with him. At he just wants to finish the course. Fuck that.
Wow.
So your class was really annoying. I wish you would come and watch some of the classes that I love to teach. Like, it's night and day, eh? Mm-hmm. Like, sometimes classes are over and I'm like... Your guys would be over, and you're I'd like, be like, oh, fuck God. That.
I
don't have to deal with it for 7 days now.
There's no socializing after. There's the door, get out.
Oh, no, there was no socializing. Like, he turned off, and I'm okay.
Well, I would have talked to you.
I know, but there was an energy that I'm like, okay.
Some classes, as soon as it's over, I'm like, oh, my God, I can't wait till next week because we're getting so much results.
Yes.
Like, with Karma's class with Nitro, I'm like, I can't wait to see what Nitro's going to do. Mm-hmm. Nitro's going to blow me out of the water next.
Yeah.
The one that looks like ammo, he's doing awesome. Aww. You weren't there the last week, were you?
I'm missing, so don't. I hate
you
it.
You got a busy life.
I told
right
Eric
now.
It's like when I miss an episode of my show or something. Now I'm behind. And I don't know like, what's happening.
Didn't you? Did you do? You did the private lesson though for the Rottweiler puppy in that class. No.
No.
What do you mean? I thought you did the private lesson for
that. You never responded to me.
Oh. Mm. Yeah. Oh well. So anything else that's you thought about the class? What did you think about the other people in the class? Out of the 8 or 9 or 10 that started, how many do you think did the work as much as you?
Oh.
I think Ava did.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, she had, you know who she had? She had Tao.
So that, like, you talking about you had, like, a shit brick house, I had a little Havanese, and I'm like, oh my God, I don't want to hurt this thing.
So dainty.
Aww.
Because, like,
and she was
zero.
Probably so good.
She was, well... Whoever was behind us, their dog was scaring the shit out of Tao's dog.
Oh.
And then I started getting like worked up because I'm worried about her dog and I'm handling it.
I love
it.
Doing that though. For those of you who don't know, we didn't really, there's a lot of people listening that don't know what we're talking about. On week 7, it's a relatively easy week. It's downstay. And I always surprise everybody by switching. Everybody's got to get somebody else's dog.
Mm-hmm. It was a surprise.
We switched the whole fucking thing.
Yep.
You grab Zero and you're like, What's Tao's dog's name? I forget.
Cassie.
You're like, he grabs Zero and he's like, okay, go get Cassie. Pardon? He's like, go get Cassie. And I'm like, Yes. Okay. So I like walk up to her and I'm like, so I'm taking your dog? Like, I had not a clue as to what was going on. So it was a surprise.
You know, and I don't know if your guys were good groups with this. Yours wasn't. But what I do usually, if it's a class that I kind of like, and then there's only two people in the class that aren't good, I give the superstar owner the bad dog, and that owner can usually flip the right away.
Yeah.
Like, well, Henry had already gotten good, decent by then. Yeah. He was decent. I should have gave you somebody else that was really bad. Actually, there was no really bad people.
Super
Yours
bad
was okay.
Dogs.
No, the people and the dogs were pretty good. It was just a little bit loud for me.
Well, yeah, there was a couple of yakis.
The Jack Russell, yep. He was continuing to... And it wasn't, it was almost at the point where it's not bad enough to kick him out, but then it almost, maybe I should have kicked him out. It kept going off and on.
Yeah, I think the last class he was a little extra.
Yeah.
Extra.
Well, he didn't come to the class before. Remember, they missed that week. I had to do a private lesson with him.
Okay.
So he was off for a week, so I think he came in a little bit extra.
A little bit amped
week.
Up.
Yeah, you don't see the other dogs for 2 weeks.
Yep.
So, anything else?
I would say you need to trust the process. Because at first I'm like, I don't see how like this and this, like I didn't get it.
And she still today she's texting the other day. I haven't texted in a while. Is it okay if I ask a question now? I know I'm annoying. What did I say to you when she was sending me all these messages?
You loved it. That's you know
great.
That she's a client. Because
I know yes. you're concerned and you want to do the work. Yes. Those are the people that are used to. Text all the time. First thing
in
the morning.
I didn't want to bother you.
But you did.
I did. And then I'm like, anyway. Hey, maybe I'm being a little extra.
Maybe he's in a good mood now.
I was always there to help.
No, you were.
And
you totally
were. I love Zero. I love it. Yeah. As soon as you brought him in. I was like, yeah, I love this a little
bit. Yeah. Yeah, you were great, which I appreciate. Because I don't want to screw up either. Like, I want to do it right. And actually, I had forgotten to step with my right foot in a stay.
Only and in class, right? Because he makes the whole room nervous.
What? To mess up?
That happened in class. Right?
Oh, well, yeah, because I forgot the other time. And then.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
What?
Keep going. And I don't want to cut you off.
So I didn't step with my right, and then you told me to. And then I forgot again because I hadn't done it that week because I totally blanked that. And then he told me that he was going to shock me with a shock collar. And I didn't do it. And from then on, I'm good to go. I step with my right.
So the correction worked.
It did work really well.
Not even the correction, the threat of the correction.
Yeah.
I forgot. We were just talking about the top dog thing. A couple reasons I didn't want to give it to Ryan. I don't like to give it to Belgian Malinois because everybody knows I love Belgian Malinois.
Yes,
well, maybe not anymore. But in the
biased.
Old days, I was Belgian Malinois this, Belgian Malinois that. So anybody came with a Belgian Malinois, I wouldn't want it because it looks biased.
Mm-hmm, yep.
But I forgot the one that I did give it to. She was great.
Suds was awesome.
Suds was
amazing.
The woman was awesome. Yep. And she came through Storm's parents, I think.
Yes.
Suds came through Storm. They're friends of Storm's parents. I don't, maybe Storm's parents. Somebody in the next level, like high level. I think pretty for sure it's Storm's parents.
No, her dog was great.
Yeah, her dog was pretty well perfect.
Absolutely.
Yeah. They're coming in for a test. I bet you Suds gets perfect too.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect's rare. I don't know.
For sure.
I've been given a lot lately.
Yeah.
And then Zero's coming
I feel
in.
Like a lot
say,
have
two
been
weeks?
Coming.
Yeah, two weeks.
Good for
two
you.
Weeks. Yeah, yeah, weeks. Yeah.
A lot of newbies lately.
There is a lot of newbies, and what's great about that is, you know, over the summer, it's going to be a whole new crew of advanced dogs on Thursdays because some of them will get that good that fast.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So do you have advanced and intermediate together, or are they different
it's
classes?
It's actually, there's 5 days. 4 of the days are just mixed. It's mixed, intermediate, advanced, anybody can go.
Yeah.
And sometimes you get a day where they're all newbies and one advanced, and that kind of sucks for the one advanced person. And then sometimes you get a day where it's all advanced and then one newbie, and they have a hard time. But Thursday is dedicated for advanced only.
Okay.
With the intermediate advanced classes, is there a cap on how many dogs? Because I know when
you
put it up there. No?
Nope.
Perfect.
Yeah, because I've had
28 dogs in there.
Wow.
Because what you don't understand is they're so good. Like, you're going to come in, you're going to be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I'm going to be intimidated.
It'll be 15
We've
Maya
all been
and Nikos.
There. We've all been there, so you don't need to worry.
There'll be 15 Maya and Nikos. But even if it is, when it does get too busy, I'll put two lines. one going around the outside, one mm-hmm. direction, and one going around the inside, like walking right side by side. You understand what I mean?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So one going north, one going south, and they're mm-hmm. passing each other. So it doesn't matter. I've had up to 26, 28 dogs in there, and mm-hmm. it's a lot of room if wow. we mix okay. them up.
Now, do you have to sign up on Facebook? Because I see that you post it, and then people say, like, they're yeah, in, they're in,
we,
they're in.
We actually started that for the COVID times, because there was a time where it was, like, in the Streetsville school, by the percentage, square foot, or whatever.
Yeah.
Remember the whole COVID stupid yeah, fucking yeah, shit? Did you... that even happen? Feels weird. Yeah, now, right? Did that even happen? We would say the first nine that signed up. And then what we realized, that if you're a trainer and you got a class, mm-hmm. it's nice to look at that and see who's coming for your lesson plan. If there's a lot of newbies, I might have to do different things than it was mostly advanced okay. dogs. So we just kept
okay.
that.
Okay.
It's nice yeah, for yeah. the trainer to know.
Yeah. Yeah, makes sense.
Nelly's going to be coming.
Oh, same with Zero. I'm
excited.
When he passes.
2 weeks.
2 weeks. 2 weeks.
You'll be good in 2 weeks.
Yeah. Well, fingers crossed.
No pressure.
Okay, anything else to say? Anything else? That's been a long podcast already, and I
has
got a
it?
New class starting. I only got 25 minutes for my new class
quick.
To get here.
They do go quick. Yes. I'm like, holy
fast. And here's the funny thing. My podcast guy, because some of them are a little long. It's like they've done analytics on this, and podcasts, especially mine, that's only, and I don't want to make it. I was going to make it a video podcast, but I just want to make it audio, because the drive home is what people are listening to mm-hmm. podcasts now.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's a big thing.
Yep.
Or during work, when you can't watch something, you're doing something, you're listening to it in the background. And he said the drive home, the average, they've done it 30 minutes. So he goes, trying to make it 30, 35 minutes. And it's always 45 fucking minutes, 50 minutes.
30 minutes is, that's very fast.
That's yeah. I would love that commute to work. But
30
it's
minutes.
Not.
Yeah. Yeah, you've got a while.
I'm much, much longer.
Okay, so we'd like to thank you guys for doing this. It was kind
thank
of a last minute thing, because we have another podcast planned, but then nobody could do that one.
Thank you for having
That's
us.
That's going to be yes. a big one.
It was fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
It's awesome. First.
You know what's funny? You're going to listen to this, and when you're here, you're like, that, whatever I do them, sometimes I just wing them, and I'm like, that wasn't that good. And then I listen to it, and I'm like, hey, that was pretty good. Yeah. Which is kind of cool. You're going to listen to it.
He tells me later, the next day, he's like, oh, I thought it sucked, but I listened to it, and we did pretty good. I'm like, oh, okay.
Ah, this was kind of fun. It's different. So we always finish this podcast with my little calendar here, interesting facts and tidbits. It's not, it says a trivia on the calendar, but it's not trivia. It's just little facts about dogs. It's always nice to, sometimes there's cool ones.
They are.
Mm-hmm. Remember that Beatles song one?
Yep.
I went right away and listened to that. And then,
I'm still listening to that song because of that.
And then the one, remember, they pee north and south. Yes. And then now we've been looking at it. Yes. So it's all these little interesting, stupid things. This one, I just kind of flipped because I have a few that I've already done. And I really should just rip them off and throw them away. So this interesting fact or tidbit today. The Home 2 Suites by Hilton Biloxi. And I don't even know how to say that. DeBurville, Mississippi? DeBurville, Mississippi? Anybody got that?
No.
I don't know what's happening.
Well, in Biloxi. it's Hilton Biloxi in DeBurville, Mississippi. I know Biloxi, Mississippi. Allows guests to foster a dog during their stay. As of 2020, more than 60 dogs at the hotel have found their forever homes due to this.
Aww.
That's amazing.
So if you go stay there for a vacation, you can foster the dog in your room during the vacation.
Oh, that's great.
And I guess people just fall in love and take them home.
A
that's the great
vacation.
That should be a program at every hotel should have
they
that.
They offer
yeah.
Well, think about offered. It. Think about it. What if you're a businessman and you're on the go and you're not one of those asshole businessmen that just get hookers all weekend?
I just want my dog.
I wouldn't get the hooker. I would get the dog.
It might
that's good
some
to know.
People out of trouble too.
Yeah, well, it's true. Know,
but I mean,
it's a lot cheaper.
But think about this. Let's say you were there for a convention or you're there for a whole week. Mm-hmm. You're only working so much. I'm not
what
the kind of guy that's going to go to a restaurant and sit there and eat by myself mm-hmm. in a restaurant.
Yeah.
But I would order room service and cuddle with a dog right? watching movies.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's the greatest. I love this one. Yes. I didn't even know it was going to be that one. So let's petition and get Eric's more hotels. What was that?
Are you going to go there now?
I might. Biloxi, Mississippi. I'm going to look it up as soon as we're done here. The Home 2 Suites by Hilton. It's a Hilton. It's not going to be some shitty little motel.
Yeah, true.
It's a Hilton. So I think that should be a program we should petition to get in hotels around here.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely.
Okay. Thanks for doing this, guys.
Thank you.
I got a class to do. Yeah, a new class. Going to take me 2 hours. People are already coming, wondering why the door's locked
on
the first day. Thanks for Ryan and his dog, Nelly, who just got a perfect score.
Woo!
Thanks for Christine and her dog, Zero, who's going to get a pretty good score, at least above 190. Least above 190 out of 200. That's all we asked for.
Yeah.
We're going to get that in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
We should do another podcast and talk about when Zero passes.
Okay.
Sure.
All right, guys, and thank you, Jesse, for doing this.
Thank you for having
me. I think
me.
You just did this so you could tire the fuck out of Maya in the other room. We will see you guys next time.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Beyond the Leash podcast. We hope you learned something valuable today. For more information or to connect with Eric, check us out at beyondtheleash.ca. We'll see you next time.